Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that you're listening to this podcast here because you want to grow your online business, right? You want to generate more revenue for whatever reason that is to you. Maybe you want more freedom. Maybe you want to have a bigger impact. You've got a deeper purpose. Whatever it is, you're listening to this podcast essentially because you want to generate more revenue and grow and scale your online business. Well, I talk to a whole lot of people every single day about them wanting to grow their online business. And so often, I see them asking the wrong question. They're asking the wrong question when they want to grow their business. And so today's quick tip, I'm going to explain what I'm talking about that. And I want to encourage you that if you want to grow your business, if you want more revenue, I want to offer that you ask different questions in your business. And I'm going to share what those questions are in today's quick tip. Let's dive into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right, all right, all right. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As you can see, I'm super pumped up about today's quick tip. I think I'm fired up about today's quick tip because I so want to get this message out to you as fast as possible. Before I do, Eddie... fans of this is totally random. This makes nothing to do with today's episode. Any fans of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that TV show on, I don't know if it's still on, but we're watching on Netflix. Holy cow. My wife introduced me to it, and I can't get enough of it. I am watching way too much of it at night. And for those of you guys who don't know, I'm a big superhero fan, love like Marvel characters and the Avengers and all that stuff. And man, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so good. So good. Anyway, I digress. Quick tip Friday today. This is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you optimize your online business so that you can have a bigger impact. You can increase your revenue and get more freedom in your life as a result of the amazing work that you're doing in your business. And so as I mentioned at the top of the show, today I want to talk about asking different questions in your business if you want more revenue. And the topic of this episode came about just over a period of time. I watch a lot what's going on in the online space, and I see people who are looking to grow their business, who are in the early stages of growing their online business. And the types of questions that they're asking, I'm like, man, why are you focused on that? And I can only speak to this, my friend, because I used to do this myself. And now it's just kind of one of those things, like if I could go back and tell, you know, Rick of 2014, or especially 2013 before I really started to get traction, the 2013 Rick, I would shake him a little nicely, nicely, and I would say, dude, stop thinking about these things and focus more on these things. And so that's what I want to share with you today. Okay. And so I see people asking questions like, what website theme should I use? Guys, my website for the first 4 years of my business on my journey to seven figures in 4 years was a total piece of crap. It was awful. And even my website as it is right now is awful. And we're completely redesigning it, by the way. I just saw the new version. It looks so good. It'll be out in like, I don't know, October, middle of October. But anyway, I see people asking like, what website theme should I use? Are you kidding? Just get something up. Like, use Kajabi, build a simple web page in there and have, you know, the basics and get it up there. Like, I see 7 and 8 figure business owners and their websites are crap. My friends, it's not about the website. Now, if you want to be, you know, like a professional speaker or get big time press or what have you down the road, then your website's going to, you know, it will matter. Yes. But not in the early stages of your business. Holy cow, do not be focusing on that. Another question I see, like, should I wear a certain piece of clothing in my video? What? Are you kidding me? Just get in front of the camera, just get in front of your phone and start adding value. Start showing up. I've done a whole episode about if you're uncomfortable on camera, what to do and how to, and some, you know, very step-by-step how to become more comfortable on camera. But when I see questions like, do you guys think I should wear this piece of clothing on video? What? Just do it, right? Or how many videos should I put in my lead magnet training series? Like, that is the fastest way to not take any action. Like, and I've done a whole episode here on creating a lead magnet. Get something up that is going to add amazing value to attract your target audience that can give them a quick win. And that is the first step in leading them towards your paid offer. In a nutshell, lead magnet. If it's your first lead magnet, excuse me, I wouldn't be thinking about how many videos should I put in this, you know, training series. No, that's going to hold you up because then perfectionism comes into play. Like, the video series has to be perfect and that's going to get you nowhere, right? It's get something out, right? Another question that people ask is, how do I sell this course that I just spent the last year creating? Maybe we sell the course, and I talked about it here on the podcast here before. Here's a hint. Sell the course before creating it, okay? Recently on the podcast, I talked to Travis Albritton, and Travis shared a story for his very first course that he spent $5,000 in building the course. He's an aerospace engineer, so he did a lot of custom coding and stuff like that. Spent $5,000 creating this course, and then he could barely sell one person. Sold $97. He discounted it 60% to get to $97. And so he spent $5,000 in all this time and then only sold one course. So, and again, I've done a whole episode on this as well, how I always recommend you sell the course first and then you create it once you sell it. You validate your concept, your promise, the transformation first, and then you create, okay? And then finally, probably the biggest question that holds people up that they're asking is, who am I to be teaching this? Who am I to be sharing my expertise on whatever it is? And I'm going to cover imposter syndrome on a different Quick Tip episode. But this is something I see tripping up so many people. And I am raising my hand right here because back in January 2014, when I was thinking about teaching Facebook ads, I'd come from a corporate online advertising background where I wasn't doing Facebook ads in the corporate space, but I had taught myself ads at that time over 4 years. I started in 2010, but Amy Porterfield, Mari Smith, like, there were people out there who'd literally written the book, Facebook Marketing for Dummies, for example. And I was like, who am I to be teaching this? They're well entrenched. They were doing amazing things, you know, and now Amy's one of my very, very good friends and I know Mari. But I mean, like I had that. Who am I to be teaching this stuff? And again, I'm going to do a whole other episode here, a whole other quick tip on imposter syndrome. But if you're thinking that right now, I want you to think, who are you not to be teaching this? The world needs what you have to offer. There are people out there who you uniquely can help, and they are looking for somebody just like you. Okay? And so people are asking, I see these questions, what website theme, clothing, how many videos? I want to encourage you, as I'm on my soapbox here, to be asking yourself different questions. And so I want to offer a couple of different questions to be asking yourself. So this is if you're trying to get some momentum in your business, right? Maybe you are early in your business. Maybe you haven't sold anything yet. Maybe you are making some sales, but you're kind of stuck in the early stages of your business. Now, I'm going to make an assumption, right? That you fully understand and you have clarity on who you serve. So who your target audience is, and how you serve them. And I'm also going to assume that you have an offer. You know what your offer is. Maybe it's a course, group coaching program, membership, one-on-one coaching, whatever it is. You have an offer. So you have the essentials, the basics, of your business. But you're kind of stuck. You're not really sure what to do to keep moving forward, to get more sales, to grow more revenue, right? And again, if you've not yet created the course, you should absolutely 100% be selling it before you create it, right? And we're talking here creating a minimum viable product. You've heard the whole MVP thing, right? This is like just get something out, because perfectionism can hold us back to growing our revenue. It's paralyzing. And I speak from experience here. I am a recovering perfectionist. I'm still recovering, right? But this is about getting something out there that you know can help people. But they pay for it before you create it, okay? And then you can, once you sell it, you can create iterations of it, right? I've had my Foundations ads program for a few years now. I'm creating a much bigger version of it here coming up in October. It's going to look completely different than it does right now, completely different. And it's the next iteration of the program. It's going to be much bigger than it already is, right? So with all this in mind, the first question to be asking yourself is, how can you start making sales within the next 60 days? In the 60 days, I could even say 30 days. I could say 90 days, but we'll pick the middle there. I'll go easy on you right now. And again, this is if you're just starting out, you're trying to get some traction, making some sales, or if you are already making sales and you want to get some more consistency going, ask yourself, what can I do right now to start making sales in the next 30 days? Brainstorm and make a list of three ways that you can start generating sales. You could do a webinar. You could do a paid workshop. You can do a live challenge. Just any number of things you can do. And then ask yourself, of the options that you just brainstormed, what's the simplest path to making a sale? What's the simplest path to making a sale? What's going to have the least friction in order for you to make an offer, to attract an audience, make an offer to them, and have them purchase? And it's about picking one of those things. Hopefully it's the simplest path to making that sale, and just get to work on doing that. If you choose a webinar, get to work. If you choose a paid workshop, get to work. If you've already done a webinar, for example, and it didn't go as well as you'd hoped, well, get to work means look at why it didn't work, make changes to it, make improvements to it, optimize it, and then keep moving forward and do it again, right? And then finally, we all tend to overcomplicate things. Oh yes, myself included. We try to make it harder than things really need to be. And so I love asking myself the question, what would this look like if this were easy? I think I first heard this question from Tim Ferriss years ago. When I first heard it, I was like, man, that's really smart. What would this look like if this were easy? So I literally ask myself that when I'm thinking about it. And then I let my brain get to work on coming up with ideas for that, to support that. What would this look like if it were easy, right? When you're early on in your business, and you're trying to get traction and you're trying to get some consistency in revenue and you're feeling stuck, this is not a time for all the bells and whistles and fancy tools and overcomplications. It should be very straightforward, right? How can you get making sales with the least amount of friction in the process as possible? That's it. That's what your focus needs to be on. And if you try one strategy, like, oh, I'm going to do a paid workshop. Awesome. If you try that and it doesn't work out like you hoped, learn why it didn't work as well as you'd hoped and get right back at it. Offer it again. Whether it's the same strategy or with, you know, improvements that you find why it didn't work, or you pick a new strategy. But that's what this is about, my friends. This is about simplifying how you think about your business and building some traction and momentum and how you optimize your business towards six figures if you're in that phase of your business. It's about simplifying and not worrying about the stuff that's just completely irrelevant, like your website theme or should I wear this clothing or how many videos or, you know, who am I to be teaching this? I don't want to minimize that because that's a big one and I so know that one really well. But it's about asking different questions in your business if you want to be growing your revenue, okay? So I challenge you right now, what is something that you can be doing to start making more sales, to growing your revenue in the next 60 days? Maybe that's reaching out to people on Instagram DM who have reached out to you previously and offering them a coaching package or what have you. I have an episode coming up here with a student of mine from years ago who, when the COVID pandemic hit early 2020, she asked herself this question. She said, you know what? I'm an ads manager right now. I'm not really sure what's going to be happening. So she started asking herself, okay, what's plan B? How can I start creating more revenue? And she created a coaching program. Now she's creating a course. So ask yourself, what can you do right now to start making sales within the next 60 days and brainstorm that? And then ask yourself, of those options, what's the simplest path to be making a sale? What can you do right now? What is something that you can get to work on right now that has the least friction around it to start making sales? And then finally, I love asking that question, what would this look like if this were easy? Meaning, like, we're talking about, everyone always asks, like, well, what webinar platform should I use, for example? I mean, that's an important question, yes, but like, what's the easiest thing to do? I saw a comment recently where someone was like, I can't afford Zoom, the webinar option, the webinar level of Zoom, in order to do this. So it's like, okay, well, why don't you just do a Facebook Live on your page and do your webinar that way, you know? And people can still register for it, but it's just like, this is what I'm talking about, is like, simplify this down and try not to overthink it. What would this look like if it were easy? And when you ask yourself that question, let your brain get to work on it. It will come up with some amazing things. And when you're early in your business and getting momentum and you're trying to get to that, say, 5K per month mark, let's just say, this is not a time for bells and whistles and fancy tools. This is about simplifying. And this is very straightforward. How can you get making sales with the least amount of friction in the process as possible? This is where you get scrappy. And the scrappiness gets you moving forward more quickly. And again, if you try one thing and it doesn't work out like the way that you hoped, either learn from it and redo it or pick a new strategy based on the learnings from that, what you just did. And that is how you're going to grow more revenue, by asking different questions of yourself and letting your brain get to work. And from that place, taking the action in your business. Okay. Hey, have you heard? I want to invite you to join my brand new, I'm so excited, Optimized CEO free Facebook group community. This is exclusively for online course creators, membership creators, online coaches who want to optimize their business to six or seven figures. As the saying goes, right? You're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with, right? Well, there's going to be more than five people in there, right? So that's why I'm so pumped to introduce the brand new free Optimized CEO Facebook group community, where online course creators just like you are working to optimize their business to six or seven figures. If you're stuck in the early stages of your online business, very similar to what I talked about today, and you cannot seem to find consistent growth, and you're confused as to why you are stuck, if you're unsure about the next steps that you should be taking, the Optimize CEO Facebook group community is for you. So I want to invite you into this free group. I want to see you in that group. RickMulready.com/group is the link that you want to go to register for the group. Okay, RickMulready.com/group. All right, my friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, I super appreciate you. Be well until the next episode, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here at the Art of Online Business podcast. See ya.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.